Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTeo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us, and they got the squares up for the Monday night football game, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app at 7:30. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hollywood, you had Fouchon right now at work or what?
No, I'm in Thibodeau. The doctor described my problem as diverticulitis, so I'm getting better.
Okay, so you're getting better. All right, got you. What do you think, Hollywood?
What you got, Hollywood?
A lot of fans in the area of Thibodeau when we have conversations like y'all have in the area, y'all area. I was hearing that if they didn't fire Dennis Allen, or even to make a change at quarterback with Derek Carr, just put Hayne in. A lot of fans were going to jump. They were saying they're not going to watch a game or none of that. Did y'all hear anything where y'all at in y'all area?
They're not changing the quarterback. If Derek Carr is healthy, he's going to be the quarterback. Now, he was a little rusty. He kind of threw that ball high. That was a kill shot to Chris Olave. But when Michael Thomas calling him out on social media, oh, he did that with me. No, he didn't. You just took a – he didn't throw you a bad pass to get hurt. If Michael Thomas is all that – now I'm going off on a tangent. If Michael Thomas is all that, why he's not on the other NFL team? You know why? Because he's a cancer in the locker room.
Hollywood, what he did yesterday, if that was any hope of him getting back into the NFL, I know how the NFL works. He ain't playing no more.
Well, you got to get rid of the damn social media account, whatever.
And that's not good to do. You can think that and maybe tell your friends that, but you can't go on social media and say it if you're thinking about playing again.
Because you're a bad influence in the locker room, and you don't want that. And you know what? And Michael Thomas was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. That's just so sad about that.
Man.
That's not they just gave that because they liked him. No, that's what he accomplished.
And think about...
Well, he's going from the penthouse to the outhouse. That ain't Michael Thomas.
Think about when he won that, then he got the big contract, and he had a big year.
Yeah, that year. That year, but after that...
Then it was one injury after another, after another, after another.
No, and he's avoiding the Saints in the offseason, doing the rehab and all that. Nah, no, he got that $50 million guarantee. You don't know a human being's heart. They might have a lot of human beings. Well, you guarantee anybody $50 million, they might give you the middle finger, and I'm going to do what I want. And that kind of almost where Michael Thomas is. Now, that's before taxes, but still, that's a lot of money. And Michael Thomas, where he's at, I ain't putting up with that headache. No, Michael Thomas might hate on me. I don't care. I mean, come on.
But we both know how the NFL works.
Yes.
And what he did yesterday, that was a self-inflicted wound.
That means you mustn't want to play back in the NFL.
Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it. Let's go to Leroy in Mississippi. Leroy, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby Cajun Cannon. And Mike Dettillier, this is Leroy. I used to be from Tarrytown, but now I'm from Monticello, Mississippi. Last time I called
in. What made you move?
What made me move? Well, the hurricane and all my family's here.
That's all I needed to hear. Hurricane. I got you.
Hurricane Katrina. But anyway, I didn't move till 2008. But anyway, man, that was some horrible tackling yesterday. That was some horrible play calling yesterday. That was some horrible play yesterday by a lot of people, you know, especially on the defense. You know, the play calling, first and 30, you're going to throw a pass downfield from inside your 20-yard line? What's up with that?
Well, no, you talk about first and 30. You got to.
He was backed up inside the 20-yard line.
You said why you passed it.
Two penalties on him in a row.
Yeah. Trevor Penning got to be. I'm just glad we're not talking every game negative about Trevor Penning. Now, that's negative when he gets those two penalties. That was a significant part of the game. But I'm just glad Trevor Penning has not been a player that, we bring it up every week. I mean, I think he's done enough. I mean, you could see him progressing.
He's been solid.
Yeah. I mean, he was justified a number one draft pick.
No.
But overall, Trevor Penning, I'm not worried about Trevor Penning. I'm worried about a lot of other things.
No, they got – bottom line is this is a personnel issue with this football team. That's the crux of your problem. Personnel, having enough talent that if you have an injury, it's not a Mount Everest drop-off.
Well, and to me, it's the young –
and all the early picks that you've missed.
It's the young personnel.
Yep.
It's like the young players, we don't have – I mean, you take for granted when you have all of a sudden and how they worked out with the draft. You look at Teron Armstead. You look at Carl Nix. You look at Jari Evans. You're going on. The Saints, the one thing, you know, the Saints have always done post-Katrina, we always got a kick-ass center. But now our damn center's hurt. The best player on the offensive line is hurt.
And
but
I
that's
think
one
the second
thing.
Most
going
important.
In almost two decades, we've had a center.
And the second most important player on the field. He touches the ball every play. The quarterback is who he is. You always tell me that, and you're right. But the next one is center. You control that offensive line. You're the conductor of the orchestra.
And Cesar Ruiz is guard, I think. I can see him progressing. But it's like even if you compare him to like even Jari Evans and Carl Nick, Cesar Ruiz can't hold their jock. And even as good as Eric McCoy is, we got Max Hung on that Jimmy Graham trade from Seattle. So we think every offensive line is supposed to be like that. They don't fall off trees.
This is just bad luck. But the injury to Ryan Ramczyk in knee-wise.
No, that was terrible.
Because at his age, he would be hitting years that he could play a long time. It's just
without a doubt.
Bad luck.
Well, Ryan Ramczyk, that was a great latter first-round pick. But then bad luck with injuries. I don't know. We kind of snake bit that a little bit there.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.